Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Listen real close as we get ready to get into God's word. People will give up on you, but He will never give up on you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Intellectually, we understand that. We've heard it for years in this nation. But people need to know that God will never, ever, ever forsake you. So every curse is broken over your life this morning. See, if you will understand the anointing of the Lord and will receive this word this morning from John's gospel, your spoken word transforms you and transforms situations and others. There is power in your words. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that Jesus never did what the man asked him to do. Jesus wanted the man wanted Jesus to go with him to the home. Jesus did not do it. That man could have been offended. Jesus did it the Father's way, not man's way. Now, if you listen, there's two things that will break the supernatural realm in your life. Not your salvation, but walking in the supernatural. Unbelief and offense. If you are easily offended, you will not see signs, wonders, and miracles. You're going to see it here in the story. The man comes torn. The man comes broken. The man comes going, my son is about to die. I need for you to come with me, Jesus. And most of us who have real hearts want to respond immediately out of our emotions. Jesus wasn't moved by his emotions. Never, ever. He was moved by the Father. But I want you to receive the word of the Lord this morning. I want you to receive the word of the Lord. John chapter 4, let's go there this morning, please. The curse is broken and the cure is now available. John chapter 4, verse 44 through 54, we're going to read those and then we're going to come back in and we're going to extract the principles out that God has for us this morning. And as we get ready, let me share a couple quotes that I was working on late last evening. They may not show up on the screen, but they need to show up in our hearts. And it's great to have it on the screen, but listen, it's got to come off that screen into your spirit. It's got to come down deep inside so that it works for you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we come back in, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we come back in. Listen closely. When God steps in, miracles happen. I want to speak to those that might be a little bit on the fence of, I haven't seen much and I've got the areas of unbelief. When God steps in, miracles happen. Next, God performs miracles every day. Are you ready? One of the men was just sharing with me in regards to a bus situation at the home level and how the Lord worked that out. We're so prone to just having things go our way that when God breaks through, we don't even see it as God doing it. Another quote, Bill Johnson, heaven is filled with absolute perfect confidence in God. Let me read that again. Heaven is filled with absolute perfect confidence in God. This world is filled with absolute mistrust. And you and I will always reflect the nature of the world we are most aware of. There's two worlds, the temporal and the eternal. Are you filled with mistrust or are you filled with the absolute perfect confidence of God? Bill Johnson goes on to say, it's abnormal for a Christian not to have an appetite for the impossible. Let me read it again. We're about ready to get into the story. It is abnormal for a Christian not to have an appetite for the impossible. It has been written into our spiritual DNA to hunger for the impossibilities around us to bow at the name of Jesus. How long has it been since something bowed to the name of Jesus in your life? Not people, things, situations, circumstances, events. The name of Jesus is the greatest name in the world forever. One more quote from Bill Johnson. Being willing to do what you are not qualified to do is sometimes what qualifies you. Well, we know the pastors are qualified to do this. No, we all are. Every one of you are qualified to pray for the sick, to speak his word, to walk in the supernatural. When you start doing it, your qualification rate goes up. Then one of my heroes of faith, Dr. A.W. Tozer, stated, I also long in the tender mercies of Christ that among us there may be the following. Answers to prayer and miracles should not be uncommon. Miracles should not be uncommon. It should be normal and natural. So that we do not open ourselves up to false teaching, Dr. Tozer said, you cannot get a miracle as you get a wonderful act on stage by a magician. Whew. God does not sell himself into the hands of religious magicians. I have no magic, never will have, but I give to you the name of Jesus Christ. And then for all of us, and specifically for our children and teenagers in school, listen to this last quote, and then we're going straight to God's word. Because if you can't get this, you're going to have a hard time with Jesus, because he deliberately will offend your will that his will be done. Oh, you didn't even get that. He will deliberately offend your will that the Father's will be done. He's about to do that with a daddy who knows that his son is about to die. One more quote. Listen closely from Dr. Tozer. Refuse to be average. Let your heart soar as high as, listen, as it will. You either have the will of the Lord inside or you have the will of the flesh. That's it. And you'll never be able to soar as high as God intended for you to soar when you're all about you. Ooh. Now let's go. Turn to somebody and say, I'm ready. Here we go. Now Jesus himself, verse 44, now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. I'll come back to give the principle about that in a moment. Verse 45, when he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. 46, once more he visited Canaan in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. We covered that first miracle several weeks ago. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. Now, that's not the same location. Now, let's pause for a moment. Do you understand that this man, Jesus, is going to be addressed by a royal official, and he doesn't bow to the royal official? I'm telling you, the Jesus of history will blow your mind. Because we think Jesus is Santa Claus. We really do. We really do. We believe Jesus is Santa Claus. And if we've got a title or a certificate or we've got X amount in the accounts, you better listen to me. You hear me? Because I'll alter you. Did you hear me, Jesus? You never can alter Jesus. He will alter you, or you will alter yourself. Who? A royal official. Verse 47. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come. Begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Verse 48. This is Jesus speaking. Unless you people see signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. I'll come back to that and give you the principle. Verse 49. The royal official said, sir, come down before my child dies. That's a direct order. That is a direct order. I'm an official. You are a man. We don't even know who you really are. But you better come down now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego weren't the only ones that would not bow, would not bend, and they did not burn. That's out of the Old Testament. They were an example of what Jesus would be like. And I look around ministry-wise and church-wise and community and schools and athletics, and I see people bowing all the time and bending all the time. Man, square your shoulders. That right there came from John Hagee. I read a devotional this morning. He said, men need to square their shoulders. At least Daniel did. Yeah, but I'm not walking in to the lion's den. You don't know what you may walk into. Let's go to verse 50. Remember now the royal official had said, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus took orders from heaven, not earth. Everything that Jesus did was on a collision course with Golgotha. Brother, that's not me, man. Brother, I'm not about that. Well, then, don't talk about the supernatural. Because to talk about it and not produce it is like kids who go, I'm the next Michael Jordan, and they can't even dribble. Or I'm the next Steve Jobs, and they won't even do the first task. Oh, this dog will hunt. Ooh, this dog will hunt deep. So there we go, coming out of that particular verse, let's move on. Verse 50. Go, Jesus replied. Listen, Jesus was the one who created the Great Commission. But he's the one who is now speaking the commission. You all know the Great Commission, right? Matthew chapter 28, correct? By the way, the house of the Lord should always be a teaching center. It's not an embarrassment center. So maybe you've never heard of the Great Commission. It's in Matthew chapter 28. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And now he's saying to an individual, I'm going to commission you. I want you to go. Are you willing to go when he speaks? It's going to be necessary if you're going to walk in the supernatural. The man didn't even know. See, we're looking back at this, so it's easy, isn't it? The man didn't even know that the moment he started stepping, the miracle was activated. Holy Spirit, I'm just, here I am. The moment he responded to the go, the miracle was set in motion for his son. Come on, church. Go, Jesus replied, your son will live. Whew. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. Verse 51. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired, verse 52, as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, it was yesterday, at 1 p.m, the fever left him. Stay with me, verse 53. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, your son will live. So he and his whole household believe. Whoa! Jesus, all I wanted you to do was to raise my son up. You went further than that. You went the distance. Now my whole house believes. The miracles of Jesus Christ come in baskets filled to overflowing. Verse 54. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. Now quickly, I just want to give you the principles, and then I want you to activate by the power of the Holy Spirit that you and I are going to be above average this week. Get these principles down. We're going to go back now into the text and extract the important information that Jesus put in that is hidden to the natural eye. How many know that people down through the ages have read God's word and some of them never got anything out of it? Because the book is not natural, it's spiritual. And without the Holy Spirit, you can't get this. I don't care how good the math teacher is, you still don't understand the equation. It doesn't matter how many times the boss explains what he wants done, you still can't calibrate that. It's the same thing with the book. Until the Holy Spirit makes himself present in you, because unbelief has been washed away and mistrust has been removed and the spirit of offense has been lifted, the Holy Spirit can't move. I'm hoping that you got all three of those. So when I'm not operating in the supernatural, it's either unbelief, mistrust, or a spirit of offense is affecting me.
Man, I don't like this, man. You're offending me right now.
I'm not calling anybody out. I'm calling the Holy Spirit to come and see who's available. Who is available? All right, let's dig in for just a few moments. Not long. I want you to get these principles. Back to verse 44. And Jesus himself pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. The kingdom of God has eternal honor, and it's not all here. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if Tom Hammonds, who still is shocking that he's now in heaven, if his time is come and gone, I don't know when my clock's going to stop down here. But you better get this information. Guard yourself around people who want honor here. Look who's on the stage today. You better guard yourself. Because Jesus makes it very clear that the honor is reserved for the kingdom, in the kingdom, throughout eternity. Not necessarily here. I.e. John the Baptist. Little girl just starts doing that funky thing, getting down on that dance floor, but mama's got an agenda. I hate John the Baptist. Off with his head. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you using your children? Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, and by the way, Jesus said, among men there were none greater than John the Baptist. That's a nice way to be honored. To have your head put on a platter. You may read that. And put back into mom's hands. I am telling you, if you are all about honor, the supernatural realm is closed. Whew. You will honor me. Make sure that when I walk up on stage, you know, you have this and you have this. Make sure there's an escort outside. Come on, brother, I'm going to preach. And make sure my room's all set up when I get in there and I want some nice music and the lights already aglow. What? Ooh, I can preach. We're not going to go there, but for those that like cross references, 1 Samuel 2:30, we're talking about honor, and John 5:23, we're talking about honor. Let's move on. So if you're about honor in this life, the supernatural will not be open to you, and people who really walk in the Spirit, they are going to remove themselves from you. I told you earlier by the Holy Spirit that Jesus was cursed when he was hanging on that cross. No wonder everybody fled, including the disciples, because they understood intellectually, no way do I want to be around that. That man is cursed. But he was cursed because of us. Next principle coming up. How could you look at the cross and go, what an honor, what an honor. Look at Jesus being honored. Come on, church. Come on, church. We are intellectually and spiritually asleep in this nation. Now, I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about our nation. We don't even understand this historical man. Whew. But one day, the Father's going to make sure everybody honors him, because every knee will bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Second principle, found in verse 48 and 49, to walk in the supernatural. And that doesn't mean that you're, Jesus wasn't weird. Man, he was cool. He was down to earth. He could work with his hands. Man, his stepfather was the main construction worker. He worked for his stepfather. But what really moved Jesus was the fact that he believed in his Father, his eternal Father, and he wants us to do the same thing. Listen, unless you people see signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. What unlocks the supernatural is believing for greater things. Ready? I.e., time out. Do you remember about last Wednesday or last Sunday, Pastor Bradley talked about on Easter, let's believe God and let's go do our part. By the way, believing is action. Believing is action. I all the time say to my children, and I say it to my wife more than to them because they're almost all growing up. I said, listen, when I say to you, I love you, Robin, you've got to be able to see action behind love. When Jesus said, I love you, he proved it. He took what was ours, a curse. Whew. So when you say, man, I believe there's action behind that. So that means, thank you, Holy Spirit. He's got to rein me back in because, boy, I just start going deeper and deeper. On Easter Sunday, this place is to be full. We'll have to ask people to come and experience the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But do you also remember Pastor B saying, maybe in the near future, we can believe God for a specific event to where we can be up at the high school and be in the auditorium and pack that out. That's faith. That's believing. Now, making that a reality is that we go to work. Because faith without works is dead. Cross-reference for you would be Mark 11, 23 and 24. I do want to read this one because it's so profound. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. He's saying, the same way I pray, you pray, and when you tell them to go back home, they're going to find out the miracle has happened. Believe, believe. I want to release faith over this house this morning as we come to the close of the message. I want to release supernatural faith that you believe God for supernatural moves of God in your life, your family, your work, your community. I want you to believe in faith that with God all things are possible. Yes. Next. These are the principles off of those scriptures. Verse 50 is all about standing on God's word. Jesus said, go, your son will live. And the man took Jesus at his word and departed. When God speaks a word to you, stand on it. Believe it. Don't move away from it. So this morning in prayer, I'm going to look at my wife for a moment. You remember, good morning, Robin. How are you this morning? Good. It's nice to see you. Thank you. It's good to see you too. As I was walking out of our home this morning, I made several comments. God knows who you are. God knows what you're going through. And God can tag you. Will you receive the tag? Like, you're it. Remember that game? Come on, church. Come on, this is not over your heads, I know. Because I'm very basic and simple, and it's hitting me right between the running lights. It's like almost I can see Jesus pointing like this, going, I'm looking right at you. So we walk into prayer time, and during prayer, one of our prayer warriors leans over to me and gives me this card. And on it is scripture that my wife will get to see that tags me at the door.
What are you talking about, George? I don't understand.
If you don't believe God's word, you don't walk in the supernatural. He understands the heartache. He understands the trials and the tribulations. But when God gives you a word, stand on the word. The man left based on the word that Jesus had spoken. Now, once you have spoken an anointed word, don't switch it. Don't reverse it. Stand on it. Your two references you may look up later, John 1:1 and John 7:38. Those are verses that tie into standing on the Word. We used to sing, we still sing, standing on the promises of God alone. It's a great hymn. Let's move. I think I've got maybe just two to go, and I'm done. We're talking about believing in Jesus. We're talking about walking in the supernatural. We're talking about being more than average. We're talking about what's in your DNA. Let me explain it to you this way, because it's hot. That means it's fresh. So yesterday, I take Joshua in the midst of all of our responsibilities to the cage. And so I'm just kind of coaching him up, not being a father, being a coach. You know, you do have to be able to shift. A lot of believers don't want to shift. I dare you to make me move. Man, I'm not trying to make you move. If you're stuck, stay there. Come on now. I'll never forget what Pastor Gates, way back up in Ohio many, many years ago, said to me. He said, young man, you can only help those who want help. You think I've forgotten that? Of course not. It applies in business, it applies in school, it applies in marriage, it applies everywhere you go. You can only help those who want help. It's true. So I'm coaching him up and taking him through some stuff, and then I said, all right, now I need for you to kneel down. When we got done with one level, I said, kneel down right here in front of me. And it was time for coach and athlete to have a conversation, heart to heart. How long has it been since you had a heart-to-heart conversation with the Son of God? It's dangerous to always tell people what they want to hear. Man, this official didn't want to hear that. He wanted everyone to see his rank and file. Look at that, man. I made this man from Nazareth to follow me. Man, Jesus wasn't listening to that. See, we don't break it down to where you really understand the dynamics that were going on. Man, this was a ruler. This was an official. This was a person that had status. And man, Jesus had nothing to do with that. Whoo. Since you've got all that, let me see what you want to do with the Word. Go ahead and head home. It's going to be okay. Your son's going to be living. Are you ready for this morning? We're almost there. In God's kingdom, everything is good news. That's what just happened. Verse 51 and 52, while he was still on the way, his servants met him. That's how official he was. He had people working for him, people who were under him. Man, they come running in there. Guess what? Yo, guess what, boss? He's alive. What's alive? Your son is alive. When did he come back? At the same time that Jesus said it. You talk about being precise. You talk about being on point. Whew. There was no limbo. Let's see. Coach Hammonds was in the woods in Jasper. They found him in the truck. Wonder how long he was there. Not long. The moment his breath stopped, he went home. Well, no, don't go well. It's too deep or maybe too shallow. No, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. One breath, eternal breath. Come on, church. Everything in God's kingdom is good news. Your cross references, Isaiah 61 verse 1 and Isaiah 61 verse 1, Luke 4, 18. You ought to read those and then know who dwells inside of you. He wants you doing what he did. Last one. He wants you doing what he did. And can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Or will you be trapped by the religious? Who did Jesus have to do with that? Last piece. We're there. Oh, yeah. 53 and 54 is all about this. Ready? In the kingdom, signs are normal. Man, that's a weird church. Man, that's a weird pastor. No, normal. 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 I have one of my colleagues at our school, Miss Janelle Alexander, who is in a deep battle, but it's a victorious battle. And Christ is greater than cancer. I know, I've got the same resume. All the people that had cancer and died. Well, just shove that right over there on the left-hand side and stay on the right side. and continue to speak God's word. And so I want to declare over her life that she will live and not die, and she's going to recover, and she's going to be able to return next year, and she's going to be a dynamic, healthy woman in Jesus' name. And it's done. It's done. Someone called me over the weekend and said, would you mind if I said that I have an unspoken request? And I had a flashback to the days when I was growing up, and they used to be called cottage prayer meetings. And I always used to just gripe my little head because people would say, I've got an unspoken request. Like,
well, tell me all about it. I want to know.
Well, what you know might not change anything. Hello? We don't need to know. We need to know him. And so I just want to declare, what's he doing right now? I'm actually putting into process God's word right now, the message. When do you like to eat? When the food gets cold or when it comes off the oven? I like it when it comes out of the oven and off the stove. Man, I like it when it's hot. So right now I'm declaring healing in Janelle Alexander. In a few moments I'm going to have the whole congregation stand and not move up here. But maybe there are people that are sick, people that are having struggles in financial, and you're going to begin calling them out. You're going to begin calling out their names and declaring that Jesus Christ is going to meet their needs. So for this unspoken request that came in Jesus' name, I thank you that you're going to heal this person, and this woman is going to walk in divine health and prosperity, and she will live. And she will not die in Jesus' name. And I give you honor and glory. And I walk in the go of your word in Jesus' name. Give God praise in the house. And it's done. I need for you to stand with me and put some music. And we're good. How many have been fed? I don't even know what's inside. Don't have to know what's inside. And I think it's cool. We're working on getting this to where it's going to be in the seats and you can write down requests and bring them up. I'm going to tell you something. The anointing of the Lord has this already signed, sealed, and delivered in Jesus' name. Done in Jesus' name. Man, he's really way out there. No, I'm not. I'm very normal. I'm very practical. I'm just believing God's word. I mean, that's what you're going to do about your loved ones who go home to be with the Lord. You're going to go, they're in heaven. And you're doing that without proof. Because you can't see that. But you can know that by his word. My brother, Tom Hammonds, is having more fun right now than we are. And I'm talking to him every day. Now you really are weird. You may need to. No, I don't. I talk to the counselor every day. Did you know the Holy Spirit is your counselor? If we would talk to him more than we talk to people, we'd be all right. I mean, it's dangerous to talk to empty-headed people. Just talk to the Holy Spirit. Man, I'm not trying to offend anybody unless you carry that. Why would you want to lay everything before people who have no clue? Just so you can be heard? Take it up. He's listening. The curse has been broken. Access has been made available. The old covenant has been removed. You have a new covenant stained in blood. You have total access. Talk to him. Tell him the truth. Man, I'm hurting. Man, I'm so aggravated. I'm so angry. God, I'm being tempted. What is going on? Talk to him. Quit telling everybody else. They don't care. I'm serious. They don't care. How deep in the corner are they? When you're going, how deep are they in the corner with you? Look how deep they were at the cross. I'm going back to the picture. Look how close they were to Jesus. But man, when the curse began to fall upon Jesus, boy, they broke stride and got out of there. The last two to remain was John, the beloved, and his mother. A word from the Lord. Are you ready? Mothers, do not forsake your children. Mothers, do not forsake your children. Mothers, do not forsake your children. What? Where's Pastor now? Showed a video this week about Jimmy Butler of the Chicago Bulls. At 13 years of age, his mother put him on the streets because she didn't like him nor the way he looked. Mothers, I'm giving you a word from the Lord. Do not forsake your children. When everybody else says that they're losers and they're going under and they're cursed, you stay at the cross with them. Whew, that's all. Well, men, we got to catch up where the ladies are, because when he came forth from the grave, man, they were more receptive than the boys, they being the ladies. We're real close to Easter. So, men, we got to elevate our game. We can't be average. Now, in Jesus' name, here's what I want you to do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon every one of you. I believe that this is the family of God this morning. And now what I want you to do is something that maybe you're not familiar with. But treat it as if you're in an arena. You're at a stadium. So everyone's loud. Or maybe you're at some of these restaurants. It's like, Lord Jesus, could you please turn it down just a tad? Like, it's loud in here. But let's pretend we're in one of those locations. And I want you to begin calling out individuals' names and declare healing, recovery, financial breakthrough, marriage is healed, relationships restored, or whatever else the Spirit of the Lord lays upon your heart. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to release you for a few moments. I don't mean out the door, just to release you to begin doing the supernatural. Because if you don't practice in the locker room, you can't play on the court, shall we pray? In Jesus' name, I thank you that we're about to enter into a supernatural moment, and we're going to release the power of God in this house over people, over children, over situations, over events, over our community, over our district, over finances. And now, Father God, in Jesus' name, I release the bride to declare the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen. Begin declaring right now. It should get a little loud in here. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'll join you so you feel a little bit more comfortable. Father, I thank you that all of our schools in this district are met. I thank you that the finances for every school will be met. Father, I thank you that every teacher has a job. Father, I thank you that every paraprofessional has a job. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that our children are safe in this community. I thank you there are no accidents on the bus. I declare the word of the Lord that there will be nothing that would go awry down the last couple weeks, couple months of school. There'll be no harm or danger on any campus in Jesus' name. Church, come on. You can't. Come on. But no, we pay you to do this. You got to be kidding me. Come on. Father, I walk now in the spirit into hospitals and I ask for recovery for people who are dealing with incredible situations. I ask for recovery in Jesus' name. I speak over those that are in ICU that there's going to be a word given to them. There's going to be someone that will visit them today and the word of the Lord will be spoken and doctors are going to find answers and there's going to be resolution and there's going to be solutions that are going to be given to patients, and they're not going to die, they're going to live, they're going to make a full recovery in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, I want to speak over this house in Jesus' name that all the needs of every family is met. Father, I thank you that this is going to be a prosperous community, a prosperous county. I thank you that every church is going to be filled. I thank you in Jesus' name that pastors are going to have a new fire within them and they're going to declare the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you. Come on, church. Let's go 15 seconds. Come on now. Come on now. Let's go 15 seconds. And I just want to hear you open up. This is a safe place. I'm not trying to listen to your exact conversation, but it is high time for us to be who he called us to be. You're in a safe place. I want you to declare. I want you to speak the word of the Lord over something, over your own life. Man, Father, I thank you my kidneys function properly. I thank you that my heart is filled with grace, mercy. And Father, I thank you I have no physical issues with my heart. Father, I thank you that my mind is clean, clear, and sharp. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that I am equipped to continue to run the race. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for good health in my body. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you. I praise you. Okay, I want to help the whole house. I dismiss unbelief. I dismiss it. In Jesus' name, I dismiss unbelief. I need some people to agree. Just agree with an amen. Yes, I believe that, Pastor. Yes, I believe that. I dismiss unbelief off of this community in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The spirit of offense will not rest upon us or in our families or in our community. I dismiss the spirit of offense in Jesus' name. I command the spirit of offense to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All doubt must go in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now. You're extracting doubt and replacing it with faith. Supreme faith. I thank you. I thank you. And we're going to raise our children to walk in faith. They're not going to be skeptical. They're not going to be doubters. They're going to be able to trust in Jesus' name. And this house is filled with faith. And people are encouraged in Jesus' name. And Father, no weapon formed against anyone in this house will prosper. No weapon formed against anyone in this house will prosper. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'll show you the fun side. Watch the fun. This is all, to me, it's all fun. Father, as some of us go out to Manatee State Park, I thank you the Gators belong where they belong, and they're not going to be around us, and no snakes in that area, because you know that I know that I don't know. You know. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you that our steps are ordered of the Lord and we walk in that order in Jesus' name. This has been a great morning. You have really fed us and we're going out of here saying, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I release that over this house. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.